Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman is here. Karen is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. As I said earlier, we got her right out of high school. She's the president of Speak for Yourself, our communications consulting firm that we've been counting on now all these years. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, and others in that series, and she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, I told you she's really smart, and of course she's got the genes for it because she's the cousin of Albert Einstein. So I'm just saying, hey, Karen. One of the things that we have learned in the last less than a year is the acceleration of certain things. Mm-hmm. That we were already headed toward, we were probably going to get there in the next 5 years, like the use of technology, the acceleration of e-commerce, things like that. But because of the pandemic, because of the coronavirus, because of the lockdown response to the pandemic is really more accurate, some of those things have been accelerated, compressed, moved into from 5 years away into our here and now. And it's changed a lot of things, including the way we communicate. And I want you to talk to us about that.
Well, thanks. Jim, I write a blog, and I thought it would be interesting for my clients to pinpoint some ways that the pandemic has changed how we communicate. Because thank you. Yes, it's what I do. I have this communications consulting firm, and I work with decision makers. And one thing that has really struck me since the pandemic began is that 30 minutes is now the new hour. You wrote eloquently this last week in your newsletter about the whole digitizing that we, for small businesses to stay alive, you've got to really be up on your technology.
Digital transformation.
And I'm saying, Exactly. If you want to compete with the Targets and the Walmarts and the Amazon, well, in all of our jobs, all of our business, we have to compete with the clock. And an hour now, people are Zoomed out, and we're virtually doing most things. And whatever you thought was an hour is now 30 minutes. And you're just, you have to be very clear about what it is you want to get across to the prospect or to your meeting or to your direct reports, and you just want to do as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. So how do you see, what do you think has caused that? Because you think it's the technology, it's the environment that you find yourself in, looking in the screen. Are we cutting to the chase more, or are we just needing to cut to the chase more?
Yes, yes, and yes. We are on our computers all day long, and maybe even crunched over. So physically, you are getting a little bit drained, and emotionally, this has been an emotional toll on your team and on your environment, and mentally. And we could do better. We could always have had 30 minutes being the new hour. And as you said at the beginning of this program, it just now is really, it's pushed it more and more. Everything's happening very quickly. I mean, if you look at a Twitter feed or social media, it just happens in seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's like micro bursts of information. And it's our job as leaders of our businesses, before we get on the call, before we get on the virtual meeting, before you give your capsule presentation, to know in advance what it is you want to really get across and make your statement and do it quickly.
Well, one thing about it, I think one of the things, I'm just trying to think about what are the logistical, practical elements of the way we communicate today remotely so much. What would be causing that? And so if you think about it, it's even as wonderful as Zoom is, it's still a little clunky in terms of interaction, right? I mean, the technology decides who gets to be heard, and it's, you know, the way you go back and forth. And so if you realize that you know, if you're going to speak, if you actually break through, you're two people speak at once and you're the one who wins, so to speak, you know, that cuts the other people off, then you got to realize, okay, I got to make the most of this. And I think that's helping. Does that make sense?
I might do my blog on that this week, called The Silent Zoomers, and how you can become a vocal Zoomer. Yeah. And that goes into a whole, we can have another chat about that.
Right.
It is difficult. And so, again, another reason to know in advance what you want to get across. You know, the most oft-stated quote from 2020, you ready? Here it is. You're on mute.
Oh, yeah. Well, my preference is you put yourself on mute. That's my preference.
Exactly. The second one to that is turn on your mic or turn off your mic.
I'd like to stick one.
You're on mute or turn off your mic.
One thing I want to stick in here, though, as we wrap up this segment, one of the things I want to stick in here is every group meeting, face-to-face or otherwise, has people in it who need to be heard, who are not as likely to be heard. They're not as likely to stick their two cents in. And I think managers have to pay attention to those people and make sure that they aren't further repressed over the technology. Make sure those people get heard.
Well,
call on them more. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need your website, Karen.
SpeakForYourself.com.
All right. We're going to come right back and talk a little bit more after the break. We got some more of the pandemic-imposed changes in how we communicate from our good friend Karen Cortell Reitzman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.